Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey everyone, I was hoping to get this message put together sooner, but things like this unfortunately take time to set up. I just want to say that the acts of war against Ukraine break my heart, and I know as a prior service member myself that my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's fighting the fight that they really shouldn't have to. That being said, we have been working behind the scenes with all of our podcasts and podcast partners to put a fund together in order to pay for any refugee housing and other needs that go alongside that, like food, water, and any clothing needs. Internally, many podcasts in the Hospitality FM network have voluntarily given up sponsorship money in order to donate to the cause and are working on a unified message in order to spread throughout all of our podcasts. So this is me calling out to all of our property manager friends, industry experts, and anyone knowing of those providing lodging for Ukrainian refugees seeking safety. You can contact me directly at Will with one L, W-I-L, at slicktalkmedia.com. We have an internal document that is being updated in real time, so if anyone could share this message within your network, we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm also placing in the show notes a link to our GoFundMe and landing page for Rentals to Rescue. That's rentalstorescue.com, where we're putting funds together in order to, again, provide finances for any of these lodging and relocation needs. So thank you so much for tuning into this quick message. I hope you guys are all well and safe, as I know we have tons of listeners in Ukraine and other countries in Europe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Good morning.
Happy Christmas week. Merry Christmas week. What's the right way of saying that?
I don't know. Merry Christmas, because that's why I'm wearing my pajamas, because it's festive. I was going to wear a Santa Claus hat today, but it's, Amazon taking
the... Where is it? Go get it.
Amazon didn't bring it in time.
Dadgummit. Amazon and supply chain.
Jeff Bezos.
Supply chain crises.
Yeah, good stuff. Anyways, how are you, my friend?
I am good. Did the weekend donut with the boy. I put together one of Oliver's Christmas presents, a little trampoline, just because he had so much energy this weekend. We had to get it out.
Yeah.
So that's cool. One present come early.
Hey, it's okay to, I think as a kid, I remember getting one present right before Christmas, and it was usually pajamas. So trampolines, a lot cooler than that. So I think I like that tradition better. For any of our listeners or viewers that are watching live or watching the replay, we're one man short today. Travel plans never go perfect, especially with restrictions and lockdown. So Mr. Michael Ross is, unable to join us at the moment due to that, but hopefully
the check-in process at hotels is broken
during COVID. Yeah.
Especially in a country where they just went back into lockdowns.
Yeah.
Shout out Netherlands. I'm sure that's our highest listener base right now because they are trapped inside Lord. Yet again.
Nothing to do except for watch
listen
us.
Listen to Good Morning Hospitality.
The best. Going to actually display a nice little ad from our sponsors at Journey. Just want to make sure that they're hooked up today. This is going to be the only episode or the last episode of the year. And then we're going to revamp some stuff, get a little strategic. So to our viewer, yeah, one person online right now watching live.
What's up, Roy?
I was gonna say, Christian? We'll see you. I think it's Roy. We'll see you guys again next year after January 1st with a brand new, way more put together podcast and live stream.
We're pretty put together, Will. What are you talking about?
Look and aesthetic wise, right? We're gonna have a whole studio behind us, a film crew. It's gonna be legit. Just get ready.
One question. Do I have to wear makeup?
No makeup.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
Yeah, cool. But no, I'm excited. So this year, we've talked a lot about a lot of investment, a lot of money coming into the space, short-term rentals, tech, acquisitions, SPACs, all sorts of stuff. And we've been holding off on doing this episode for a while, but we're going to do predictions for 2022. And I think with our prediction rate being pretty damn high, we'll have some good numbers for everyone during up the next year. So I guess, do you want to start with what's with the noise first, and then we'll jump into that and then cover anything else, or what are your thoughts there, Mr. Golden?
Yeah, that works for me.
Cool. All right, well, to our one live person right now, get ready for what's with the noise.
Hello. And as we continue on this COVID train that we all have been on board for almost 2 years now, another blow comes to the hospitality space where Paris starts restricting short-term rentals even further. There used to be a loophole of if you redevelop a commercial space in Paris that and turn it into housing, you could do short-term rentals without any of the rules or regulations. No 90-day rule, no, you know, licenses necessary. But that loophole is now closed. So Paris is, I think, number one, if not number one, certainly top two or three listings in the world for Airbnb. And this move might come to drop them down the list further, which seems like what they want to do. So another blow to the hospitality space where short-term rentals were and still are the preferred method of travel during COVID. Let's see what happens with other cities from here.
Do you think they're doing that because of the hotels in Paris or what?
You know, all of them, they always cite affordable housing.
Yeah.
But in that article, it really goes into like some of the commercial spaces they were putting into housing seemed kind of strange. I'm sure there are probably one-offs that could fit a narrative into the story, but like converting first floor office or retail storefront into Airbnb units, doesn't really seem like where I'd want to stay, right on the ground floor on the street in Paris, in a place that used to be a retail shop.
Yeah.
But that's what they say they're doing. So, yeah.
Very interesting.
Sorry, operators in Paris.
Yeah, that's got to be fun. Got to be really fun. I know before we get into predictions too, Ross sent over this link from Focus Wire. And it was going into the investments into the space. And it's actually pretty interesting to read the whole 2021 showcase of, I guess, of companies that received investment or went public. via SPAC or whatever that may be. So I'm putting it in the comments for everyone watching the replay, just because I think it's an interesting article and something that we cover throughout the whole show. 2021 and 2022, we'll definitely be doing that again. But anyways, to go into predictions, my friend Golden, we've had, well, I'd say particularly you're pretty gifted at the prediction side of things. I just try to follow in your footsteps with that and try to be as bullish, but sometimes safe as possible. So I guess I'll let you kick it off, my friend. If you want to launch kind of prediction number one, some thoughts, opening comments, anything like that.
I will start. Let's just play ping pong. I'll say one, you say one, but I'll start with the least controversial and move towards the most controversial, because looks like Ross might be joining us here in a few minutes. So on the what's with the noise, the topic was regulations.
Yeah.
And a not so bold prediction is that regulations will continue to tighten in short-term rentals, especially. It's just the nature of the game. If you're not prepared for it, you're foolish. It is coming. There's no way around it. It's not a prediction. It's a fact. It's a statement that is bound to happen. So get involved with your local associations, join Rent Responsibly, stand up at City Hall, fight for your right to not have parties. And yeah, not so bold prediction, kicking it off. Will,
I love it. I love it. So my first prediction, and it's probably actually going to be a little bit more controversial than I thought, but I will just go ahead and say I think that service providers, I don't have any in particular, but this is just kind of where I was seeing it. I think service providers or tech providers or whatever you want to call them in the industry, whether it's hotel or vacation rental, are going to actually join the other side and become an operator as a test. I don't think they're going to go full blown like hotel or, you know, taking over a full building, but I could see companies like Breezeway or even like Bidroom being like, hey, let's have a kayak type feel where it's, they open up a branded hotel with a partnered operator, or they get into the operation side of the actual business.
That's pretty bold, Will. It's pretty bold.
Yeah.
Most of the companies are doing the opposite. Journey and operator becoming software, front desk and operator becoming software.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be the vice versa. I think
I like it.
Yeah. Like, 'cause it's smart for the operators to get into the tech side. It's probably their operational cost is extremely lower. Other than the, you know, development side of, you know, building a software. But I think we'll see
from one service provider. I can assure you it will not be NoiseAware.
Yes. So I was going to say,
we will not be an operator in 2022. I can't say never, but I can tell you it is not on the roadmap. So to our competition listening, if you want to get into it, it is green space, not us.
Well, can you imagine a noise hotel? Like a, I don't know, just like a party.
There's a lot of them. There's more and more every time we have this show.
You know, I mean, like a hotel just built with NoiseAware.
In fact, there's six more this past week.
Great. It's been fantastic.
so be quiet when you're on vacation nowadays.
Yeah, we hear, or we don't hear you.
Yeah, be careful what you say.
Yeah. So that's my first prediction for the industry for 2022. Go ahead. Number two for you.
All right. Number two. Also not as controversial, but might be proving more difficult as lockdowns around the world start to happen again. But demand continues to outpace supply, particularly in destination markets. Urban markets, not so much. You can't build houses on the coast or in the mountains fast enough or close enough to the mountain or the water. So demand is still very high in those regions. In fact, lockdowns might actually drive more demand to go to these places for extended periods of time. So not so bold prediction. And then my next two will be on the more bold side.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, no, I think that's true. Thinking about all the destinations that we're trying to get into. So I agree with that one. My second one would be hotels are going to be buying short-term rental operators, or they're going to just go into managing of short-term rentals and vice versa. Again, I think companies like, you know, Front Desk, you know, they're going to start going away. Maybe not the apart hotel, but I could see, you know, like I'll just say recreation rentals, for example, like we'll take over a hotel in 2022 and
congrats.
Yeah. So it's a prediction though. I'm not saying.
No, I like it. It fits into my next prediction.
Perfect. So let's go. Let's do it.
So in the space in general, investments slow down. We had a really busy year of investments, but M&A accelerates. So I anticipate fewer big, massive fundraises and more M&A announcements.
So I guess Simon Lehman's going to be pretty damn busy, huh, next year?
He better start hiring, I guess.
Seriously. Well, that's good. Do you have any, I may not be able to ask this question. Do you have any predictions on who will be acquiring or who will be acquired?
No. And if I did, I wouldn't be able to get into it anyway. So,
all right. Well, that's a bummer. Hopefully next prediction round, we'll be able to get into that. Okay. My third and final one. And, I think, you guys can tell that we all have our specific passions. When Ross usually talks, it's about subscription. When you talk, it's usually about, you know, one, investment, or two, noise and regulation. And when I usually talk, it's about audio. So my third prediction is that audio and voice is actually going to become bigger in the industry than it has been. I think we've only touched the surface with, you know, Explory and a few other companies that are really taking over this lead into audio. And I have a feeling that this is going to be something that just continues to expand, and the easier and easier it gets to talk to your watch or to your phone or to a, you know, a smart home device, it's going to become easier and easier for audio to get.
Alexa, more, clean my toilet.
Not that far, maybe.
One day.
One of these days, someone's got to solve that housekeeping issue. We got to find some better ways to make that part easier, but I don't know if audio will be that key. So that's my third and final prediction for 2022.
Okay. My last one is probably the most controversial.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
So don't send me angry emails, but COVID restrictions continue to plague the travel space, but it plagues it unevenly. So places like the Netherlands that are now in complete lockdown start falling behind places like America that are pretty much wide open. So it makes especially the startup landscape, but really the recovery landscape, very uneven place for recovery. And it's the way the cookie crumbles. It's not fair. It's not right. It is what it is. And picking where you start a business is more and more crucial these days.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So, this is funny. Hey, Michael, you just made my Alexa respond when you said that.
Well, Jennifer, did it clean your toilet?
That's what I want. That's too funny. Actually, I love the live aspect of the show. Stuff like that makes it great. No, man, that's 100% true. And I think a lot of people, like, I don't know, you saw it this year. We saw a lot of people fleeing different states just because of the way restrictions were.
If I'm taking it one step further, I wouldn't be surprised if we see some European startups flee Europe and come to America.
Yeah. Bidroom? Bidroom come to Miami or something like that?
Could be. I mean, there's... Yeah.
He might after this trip that he's experiencing now, the text messages we're getting on the back end. I think I wouldn't be surprised if he calls us to start the home office for him.
Yeah. I mean, it's very real, right?
Like, yeah.
The Netherlands is locked down now until at least the 14th of January. And if we learned anything from the first time around in lockdowns, they will get extended and extended and extended. So my guess is they'll be locked down through the winter.
Yeah.
Which is very unfortunate. I've got some really close friends that live in Amsterdam. And I mean, I texted one of them this morning, like, hey man, sucks that Christmas is going to be locked down. Yeah. I hate it for them, but man, the world is going to take different routes to trying to handle the virus. And here we are trying to navigate it all as a group, but it's not a level playing field.
Well, speaking of navigating as a group, we have our main man. Welcome back, Mr. Ross.
No, I just experienced this lockdown, actually, which actually took place from last Saturday in the Netherlands. We booked something. I just had to go there. It was a challenge, actually, but I just arrived. So, okay, just sorry for delay. And that's, I think that's the predictions. I think if we're just discussing predictions, this will take a while. If you see now again the situation where we are now. So let's don't talk about COVID predictions. Let's talk about other predictions in travel. But the end of the year didn't start that well so far. If you see the situation in the Netherlands now.
Yeah. Well, why don't you jump in? And so Will and I just wrapped up our predictions. I want to hear yours before we recap ours.
Yeah.
And then we can talk more broadly about them after.
But if you look at travel predictions, I just discussed before, I think subscriptions, and you know, I'm just a big believer in subscriptions.
Couldn't have guessed you'd say that.
That was an easy one, but no, for sure. I think I won't be surprised if Airbnb coming this year, well, 2022 with a subscription, but let's see. Won't be surprised. I think some airlines will come. So that's an easy one, but for sure subscriptions. Well, I can also tell quite some specs, but I think that's also pretty obvious. I don't mention this one because it's obvious there will be more specs. I think indeed there will be some consolidation of some hotel change. I think some mid-size hotel change. I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised if you see we have between 50, 100 hotels. Like how can we actually become stronger against the major
Do you think it'll be like the umbrella brands like Marriott, Hilton, or will it be their filter brands like in between? No, like if you had Courtyards,
I think more than mid-sized brands. So you have for example, the Vienna hotels. You've got some chains which have like around 50,
like Citizen Inn acquiring Lowe's Hotel or something like that.
For example, I think there might be just some consolidation there. Just like how can become stronger, or even combined, not only take over, but more like stronger partnerships. Even I think it might start from there. How can we create loyalty together? How can we just maybe share technology and those kind of things? So I think it's also strong. Maybe it's more like hope than prediction, but I think it'll be, I think it could take place. What else? Well, I think one prediction is Will's going to be super famous with Hospitality FM. I think he just launched right a week ago. Well, I think 2022 will be a major year for him. Look at his skills, look at professional, the camera and everything. I think 2022 will be
PJs on, Mike. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Hey, it was Christmas. You guys got to dress up for Halloween when I was in Florida. I wanted to be festive.
Come on. Look at this Christmas jumper.
Christmas jumper.
We have a Christmas jumper. So
that's awesome.
What else? Predictions? I think you see that companies, we spoke about the Lifehouses of this world, they will just become bigger and bigger, raising more money. And
we'll talk about, you know, potential acquirer, right? They've got cash and they just raised money and they're a mid-sized-ish hotel chain right now. So, yeah. All right. Well, we'll quickly recap ours, Michael, and then we can talk more broadly about them. You said don't talk about COVID. That was my more controversial prediction, but COVID restrictions in places like the Netherlands restrict business, therefore moving businesses out of restricted zones and into less restrictive areas. So it's going to hurt the ecosystem, particularly of startups in markets that are highly restricted, and move them to markets that are less restricted. The other that all three of us touched on was M&A accelerates, but I put a caveat in there that investments slow. However, M&A accelerates. So I think we'll see a little bit less of, you know, the weekly headlines we were seeing. Short-term rental regulations continue to tighten. We talked about Paris tightening the rules again. And then short-term rental demand continues to outpace supply because it's better to spend a week in a rental than it is in a hotel.
Yeah. Mine was service providers are going to get into operations. So I think, like, I don't have any in particular, but I'm just like, in my head, I would love Breezeway, if you guys are watching or listening, I'd love for you guys to operate a perfectly ran, efficient, optimized hotel or vacation rental. I think hotels are going to buy short-term rental operators, or they're going to buy homes and start operating themselves, and vice versa for the short-term rental side. So like recreation rentals or other, you know, short-term rental operators are going to go into that hotel space with multi buildings and, you know, whatever. And then my third one was audio and voice become more dominant in the space. I think as we continue to develop technology and continue to go hands-free and contactless, what's more contactless than not using your hands at all, just using your voice. So that's my three predictions there.
Makes sense. What is interesting, and before I wasn't using vacation rental a lot. Now I just stayed last night in Germany in vacation rental, because if you stay in a hotel, there are more restrictions even. So that's also make it easier to stay in a short-term rental. I'll go in 2 weeks, no, 2.5 weeks, I go to Dubai. And actually, then you see also the combination. I stay in the 8, which is actually owned by, I don't know if the brand of the week or the hotel, but it's the 8 is owned by Accor. And they have a part, it's only residences, which actually they're selling out. Well, the individuals who are owning this, they're renting this out actually on Airbnb. It's pretty interesting. So actually it is, well, not owned, but it actually is operated and managed by Accor. You can use the facilities actually of the 8 in Dubai, which is, an Accor property. But then you're just booking a property on an Airbnb. So pretty interesting, actually, what is happening there. And it might be happening more, right? As you see, buildings, actually, they're just splitting into hotels and actually just short-term rental, but actually just owned by individuals or companies, and they're renting this out on the Airbnbs of this world.
Michael, you're on mute.
I think that's also one of the words we're going to use a lot probably in 2022 still, when we all have those video calls, you're muted and all those things. So I think he did on purpose to this introduction, but I think we just, 2022 will be still a year of a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of Zoom calls again, if I see the current situation.
Well, maybe so. I've got a few trips already scheduled for January, so very much looking forward to it. I was, you know, on the backs of what Ross was saying, like the re-rise of condo hotels. It was a big thing 20 years ago, but I'm definitely seeing more and more of it, and it's great. Like there's markets where it is very prevalent, like Miami. Miami is like probably the two capitals of condo hotels in the world. But why not do that everywhere? Like, makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be harder with the, like, maybe not as big in some of the smaller destinations, but still like a drive-to destination up in the mountains or whatever. That aren't as well developed or still very much small towns, at least here in the U.S. But it would be still cool to see someone come in to these smaller, like ski in, ski out destinations that aren't like Vail or whatever, but they're still developing, you know, that inventory. I think it'd be pretty interesting. Awesome. So those are our predictions for 2022. I think we'll have to keep this audio podcast at the forefront as we're moving forward throughout the year to see how our predictions are coming to life or if they're getting completely squashed. So that will be very interesting. We'll have to see if we can put money on it, see whose predictions comes, who comes to life.
What we can actually do, we can say one company is going to nail it, one company is going to fail it. So you have to choose two brands. Could be an OTA, could be a chain. If we have to just mention two, okay, those become stronger after 2022. This one become, just say, less strong. He's going to fail in 2022. So
I feel like Lifehouse is definitely going to make it. So it's going to say that out loud.
I'll second very, that.
Yeah. Okay. So before we wrap up, I wasn't going to do it, but we're going to do it. Whose brand is it anyways? But it's a little bit different. So we're not going
to. Accord. Huh? No. Yeah.
we're going to show, instead of showing a logo, I'm actually going to read off some statistics. So you'll get to guess based off of the main company, not just like, is it a Courtyard or is it a Hilton Garden Inn or whatever. It's like we're just going to guess like Hilton,
okay.
HD, like whatever. And I'm just going to read off some statistics about them. You'll be probably be able to guess by some of the stuff.
Awesome.
I was going to say, Golden, if you don't get this, I'm going to be
Marriott. So shocked.
You don't get paid this episode.
And this episode is sponsored by Marriott. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm going to find, because it's out of 10, so I'll do number... I'll do number 10. Okay, so number 10. This hotel company has over 4,500 properties. They have an count of rooms, over 208,000 rooms throughout the country or countries. They are in 100 countries, and their annual revenue is projected to be an average of $379.8 million.
They have 0.8 is an easy one, right? So the other number didn't care, but the 0.8 at the end. So must be IHG then.
No, as I say, they have 13 brands. They have 13 brands that make up their portfolio.
Hyatt.
No.
Dang it.
But you said 5,400 hotels, you said, right?
No, he said 200,000 rooms.
They have over 208,000 rooms.
Hyatt.
They have, no.
How many properties? No, Hyatt has much less properties. How many properties there were?
What year is this data from, Will?
Let me see this article. Shoot, I might have messed
How
up.
How many properties you said?
Hang on. I got to find the date for this article or else I'm screwed.
Otherwise, we still get our points for this one. Because
but no, you still be wrong. Shoot, I can't find a date. How come they don't date their articles? This is bull crap. No, so you guys are wrong. I'll just say that. You guys are wrong.
Time out. Before you say we're wrong, I have the room counts of every hotel on a spreadsheet in front of me, and the closest to 208,000 rooms is Hyatt. So,
okay, well, then this is definitely outdated.
Whatever's about to come out of your mouth.
Let me see if Google has it.
Well, these are 5,400 hotels.
But yeah, I think this article is way off. Then I'm sorry.
Who is it?
It said Best Western.
Best Western. Yeah, they're not on my list, so it could be.
Okay. Well, I'm not even going to read this article anymore because it's probably going to be garbage. Hang on. Actually, let's see. Okay, so I'll do Marriott. Let's see what Marriott. So Marriott on this sheet says has 6,906 properties, over 1.32 million rooms. Okay, so this is accurate.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
Number of countries, 130, and their annual revenue, this annual revenue report is 2018, is $20.8 billion. So,
man. The one brand not on my list was Best Western. I would have gotten this one right. Dadgummit. Yeah,
dadgummit.
All right.
Well,
Merry Christmas to everybody. Ross, glad you could join.
You should see me in driving to this park like as quick as possible, probably hit 4 people on the way, but at least I could just manage a few minutes with you.
Yeah, it was worth it. It was worth it.
I hate that you have to be locked down over Christmas, but at least you're with your family.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, just with my small family. We'll see with my parents. Probably just going to say hi and maybe spend one day with them and testing before, but it's tough in here. But at least you just want to still see them before, well, even they will be locked for a while anyway. So they need some support.
For sure. Well, happy holidays. See you guys in 2022. And let's keep watching out for predictions for the next year. So have a great rest of the week. And as Michael Golden likes to say,
happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Running a short-term rental business is challenging and time-consuming. Whether it's 10 units or 1,000 units, trying to keep up with the latest trends, technology, hardware, revenue management, guest support, and R&D, it's become almost impossible and increasingly more expensive for the everyday host. On top of that, all of this tedious work does not allow you to focus on what matters most, and that is your guest. Luckily, this will no longer be a problem. Introducing Journeys MOS, the newest and most advanced tech solution in hospitality. Journeys MOS provides you with a one-stop solution that will automate your entire operation and take care of all of your back office work, allowing you to fully focus on growing your business the way you want to. To learn more about MOS, visit Journey online at journey.com. That's Journey, J-U-R-N-Y.com. We'll be right back.